This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. After a successful visit to France, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for the United States to hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Modi will reach Washington, D.C. in the wee hours today in the second leg of his two-nation tour. Talking to media about Mr. Modi's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that the Prime Minister will be among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. President.
At the invitation of the President of the United States of America, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi will pay an official working visit to the United States on 12th and 13th of February. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the United States since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Donald Trump. Prime Minister would be amongst the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of President Trump.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Washington, D.C., Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders, and members of the Indian community. Mr. Modi has been invited to visit the U.S. within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office. This shows the importance of the India-U.S. partnership. The visit will be a valuable opportunity to engage the new administration on all areas of mutual interest. There has been a close rapport between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump, dating back to Mr. Trump's first term. There is a convergence of interests between the two countries in a number of areas, including trade, investment, technology, defense cooperation, counterterrorism, security of the Indo-Pacific, and people-to-people relations. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier during his France visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. During their bilateral talks in Paris, the two leaders reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy and space. They also held discussion on boosting technology, innovation and investment ties, with special focus on the upcoming India-France Year of Innovation in 2026. Mr. Modi, along with the French president, reached the historic French city of Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements, including the co-chairing of the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit. The two leaders also held delegation-level talks after their arrival in Marseille. The Income Tax Bill 2025 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill, which is aimed at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax, has been listed in the business of the House. The report of the Joint Committee on the Work of Amendment Bill 2024 is also scheduled to be tabled in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today, which is the last day of the first part of budget session of Parliament. US President Donald Trump said that he has discussed the war in Ukraine in phone calls with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said he and Mr. Putin had agreed to have their respective teams start negotiations immediately, and he will begin by calling President Zelensky of Ukraine to inform him of the conversation. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President's office said that Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky had spoken by phone for about an hour. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin and Mr. Trump had agreed to meet, and the Russian president had invited Mr. Trump to visit Moscow. Tulsi Gabbard has been confirmed as in the America's new director of National Intelligence, DNI, under the Trump administration. Gabbard, President Donald Trump's pick, got the much-awaited final Senate vote yesterday on a nomination to oversee and coordinate the work of America's different intelligence agencies. The Senate voted 52-48 to confirm the former Democratic representative Gabbard as the country's DNI. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with the CEO and Chairman Railway Board, Satish Kumar, reviewed the crowd management situation of Prayagraj Railway Stations and the War Room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. The minister instructed officials to ensure that trains are made available for all pilgrims in all directions. In men's cricket, India has clean sweep the three-match ODI series after defeating England by 142 runs in the final clash in Ahmedabad. Chasing a target of 357 runs, the visitors were bundled out for 2.4 runs in 34.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.